بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اصبروا وصابروا. We were reading about patience and introduction about the subject of patience. The last we read that there are three types of patience, sabr, that a person has to make. One is in fulfilling the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. Whatever our desires, our nafs wants from us, we should go against that, make sabr, control that, and fulfill that command of Allah Ta'ala. Secondly, whatever Allah has made haram, and no matter how much our nafs desires to do that, we must control our nafs, that is make sabr, and stay away from that haram which Allah Ta'ala has made for us. And the third, which we commonly understand as sabr, when difficulties, hardships come, at that time we must also control ourselves, make sabr. We shouldn't say anything that is wrong, don't do anything that is wrong. And all these three types of sabr, each one of us have to develop within ourselves. This is also a command of Allah Ta'ala, and it is a farad also that a person acquires the quality of sabr, that is all these three types of sabr. And unless a person does not acquire it, his own life he is going to make very difficult. When a person has the sabr, if any difficulties, hardship come, he will be able to withstand it very easily. And also to fulfill the commandments of Allah Ta'ala will become easy for him, and to stay away from the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala will become easy for him. But if we don't make this effort, then we find, especially we see many non-believers, when difficulties and hardships come, they easily commit suicide, they do the worst things, they can't take it whatsoever. If a person has developed this, may Allah protect us. We don't ask for difficulties, hardships. We ask for protection from them. But if a person has got sabr, and then when difficulties and hardships come, it is easy for him to take it and to withstand it. And also, in fact, the more a person has got that sabr, he goes through these difficulties, while he himself, within himself, is very happy. He doesn't feel anything, but he takes it with a smile. As we read, Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi, Rahmatullah Ali, said that sabr is that when a person, when it comes, difficulties come, then not even a frown on the face. A person doesn't even feel it difficult in any way, but he accepts it wholeheartedly. In fact, he accepts it as a gift from Allah Ta'ala. And a gift everyone enjoys. And a gift from Allah, even more that person will enjoy. But it is necessary to make effort. And this is what is called the islah of a person, part of our islah. And continuously till mort we have to make this effort, so that we develop this quality within us. Further, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu beautifully explained the values of patience. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu explained the great values of patience if a person has developed this sabr within himself. And that is, never did any calamity befall me except that I found three bounties therein. He says, whenever any calamities, tests, trials, tribulations, difficulties, hardships came to me, I found three great ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala within those difficulties. The first one, I appreciated that it did not affect any my religion. That is, if any difficulty comes, any illness, financial problems, arguments, fights, etc., and a person realizes that my deen has not been affected, That is the most important. Many of our buzurgs also, if a person goes to them and tells them, I've got this problem, that problem, like a very big problem it is, they first and immediately say, make shukr that it hasn't affected your iman. The problem hasn't come on your iman. The problem hasn't come on your deen. So they make shukr for that. In that way they make it lighter already there. We give preference, unfortunately, to our dunya, to all the things of this dunya. But reality, the real thing is our deen, our iman, our Islam, etc. must not be affected. So that is the first thing. Secondly, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to say, I appreciated it that it did not affect me more severely than it did. That difficulty that came to me, that I appreciated only so much if I was harmed by it, the difficulty came to me. It could have been even more worse. And that also many people, alhamdulillah, we also, it comes on our tongues whenever any difficulty comes, we say, alhamdulillah, it wasn't worse than this. So much it has come, but it could be much more worse also. So if a person thinks in that way also, he will be very positive. And he won't find that difficulty so hard. If he thinks whatever had happened, but it could have been much more worse also. It was only so much. Especially when crooks, robbers come, and the problems they cause, etc. Many people, it comes on their tongue. Alhamdulillah, it could have been much worse. Allah saved us. So that also is a great bounty, and it helps to relieve a person. Thirdly, he said, I reminded myself that Allah Ta'ala has promised immense rewards for those who are patient. That whenever difficulties came, then I reminded myself, but for patience, Allah says, وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ, and give glad tidings to those people who make sabr. A discussion among the Sufis that takes place, whether the maqam, the position of shukr is more higher, or the maqam and position of sabr is more higher. The conclusion they come, that on shukr, Allah promises He will increase His ni'mat. But on sabr, Allah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ, that those who make sabr, Allah Himself is with those people. So the position of sabr is even more higher. So if a person, whenever difficulties comes, and then he thinks that Allah is with me in this condition, then he will feel very, very comforted. Like any problem we have, and we feel that I've got so and so on my side. Some great, whatever position that person has got, he is with me. And we realize Allah is with me, what more greater thing can there be than that? When Hazrat Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu passed away, many people, great, great sahabi came and gave him condolences, made him feel at ease, ta'ziyah. One Bedouin came and asked him that your father has passed away. He said, yes. He's gone by Allah. He said, yes. He says, who can look after him better, you or Allah? He said, of course Allah. He says, then why are you so worried? When he's gone by him who looks after him better than what you can look after. And he said, your father is gone. He looked after you. Who can look after you better, your father or Allah? He said, Allah. He said, then what have you got to worry? Your father is gone to Allah who can look after the best, and you are, Allah will look after you. Who can look after you better? So if we make effort and we get this sabr, Allah will protect us from difficulties and hardships. But when they come, a person will be able to take them easily. Allah give us tawfiq to understand and to make effort and develop. And it is also one of the qualities which are for us that we have to develop within ourselves. And if we do, we will be just doing ourselves a very, very great favor. And if we don't, then may Allah protect us. If difficulties, hardships come, then it is very hard to take it. And even like that, to fulfill the commands of Allah become very hard. And to stay away from wrong and haram also becomes also almost impossible. But if we have developed the quality of sabr, all this becomes easy for a person. May Allah, in His mercy and kindness, bless us with the reality of it.